The problem has been worsened by the populist approach, the populist directives that Minister Chombo gave, that cancel all debts that were owed by the people throughout these local authorities. This was meant to set up the controls so that they would fail. But unfortunately, the minister didn't realize that this was his area of competence. This is an area where he must shepherd these local authorities so that they can deliver. Now, the chickens are coming home to roost, and he has got no solution to the challenges that the nation is facing.
Mr. Chirimanzu, your take on this issue of industrial action taken by Chitungwiza workers?
I think what is being planned by, you know, different labor platforms, you know, it's a reflection of the economic meltdown in the country. And I think I need to point out forthwith that this meltdown was brought about by MDC and their Tsvangirai. And now people are now feeling the pinch. Because, you know, there is no way where a country can use foreign currency as its own. That is challenge number one. And secondly, you know, the dynamics of the economy vis-a-vis the neighboring countries and so forth is totally different. But you find that most of these companies, including the very same city councils, they are applying this Western economy that at the end of the day is not going to help the country.
Mr. Rizai, we can go back and forth looking at which party might have done what or which party did not do what, but at least the average worker is feeling the pinch. What's your response to that?
Well, I mean, Magumbo, there is no way we can run away from the superintendency of the country. The superintendency of the country is clueless. They are in a big, deep hole. And they keep digging and sinking the country deeper and deeper towards the proportions of magma. And we are getting back to 2007 because of poor governance, because of clueless leadership, because of irresponsible policies, because of a government that simply doesn't care about its people, a government that promotes corruption, a government that allows dissipation of meager resources through corruption, a government that allows people who are corrupt to go scot-free. In the meantime, there is no social delivery.
Mr. Chirimanzu, can we blame ZANU-PF? And with the issue that Mr. Rizai just pointed out, there were some circumstances where it was seen that in some city councils, people were getting paid thousands of dollars monthly, and nothing has happened, nothing has come to book with that issue.
No, like I said, and I think like also you said that, you know, if we want to solve the problems, if we continue having the issue that, no, look, this was done by MDC, this is being done by ZANU-PF. Only way out of this problem is to have this tripartite negotiation forum where the government, the labor, and the corporate world have to sit down and come up with a solution. Right. The way I would, you know, deal with this issue is to deal with one, salaries first. How much are Zimbabweans supposed to be getting, especially taking into consideration this US dollar? Because, you know, it does not make any sense for one to be paid 50,000 US dollars a month, and yet companies are not generating any monies or profits.
Mr. Rizai, your response to that?
Look. There is a clear message that I want to send to the ZANU-PF government, that they must learn to be responsible, that they must learn to accept that they are in charge and they are failing, that they are an irresponsible government that doesn't even respect its own constitution. The constitution of this country says all these local authorities should get a minimum of 5% of the national fiscal, which means 200 million were supposed to go to the local authorities. And they are not doing that. The central government is breaking the principal law of the country. It's serious governmental terrorism where you refuse to follow the constitution of the country. I can only imagine that if $200 million had been transferred from the center to the local authorities, we wouldn't be facing these challenges that we are facing.
Mr. Chirimanzu, your response to that?
You know, I think one can, you know, simply summarize it as, I mean, what he's saying as a hogwash. Honestly, the ZANU-PF government wants everything to be controlled by Zimbabweans, that is, by black people. And MDC is inviting one to be in charge of this land. And one says, you know, everything is there in Zimbabwe, but it's only that it is poorly managed. How can it be poorly managed?